And that is a rebroadcast of a panel discussion we had earlier this morning at 9 o'clock concerning the current situation with KPFA and Pacifica. It will be on again tonight at 5:30 in case you heard only part of it or you want to alert somebody else to listen to it. It will be played tonight at 5:30 from 5:30 till just before 6. I'm Larry Bensky. This is and has been Sunday Salon. Should note as a footnote to that as I listened to it the second time, of course, one of the major tragic aspects of this year is that we have lost our network at this extremely critical time. The programming that Sherry Gendelman was so kindly commending us for doing here when we were doing 16 hours a day and are still doing a lot about the national and international militarized crisis is not being heard on KPFK Los Angeles, is not being heard on KPFT Houston, is not being heard on WPFW in Washington, is not being heard on WBAI in New York. The news program that comes out of Washington as Pacifica Network News is in no way representative of what we tried, many of us, myself included, to build up over the years as an alternative news broadcast. Fortunately, here at KPFA, we hear free speech radio news, and that's heard by people at some 40 stations, which have dropped the Pacifica Network News. The other four major Pacifica stations other than this one don't hear Democracy Now!, which is now being produced in exile. So the network at this time when it was created for just such a time has been decimated by the activities of the Mary Frances Berry era board of directors. And they don't seem to be finished yet. And the only reason that we are able to fight back is because we do have the support of so many tens of thousands of you. Please make it a regular practice to log on to www.savepacifica.net. If you're inclined to help the various lawsuits and other causes financially, you can click in the upper right-hand corner and see where you can do that. Some are tax-deductible sources, some are not. And every week as I leave this program, I don't know if I'll be back the next week, and that's a reality. It isn't a good feeling, but it's been a reality for some time now. This week we will be hearing, I'm sure, once again from Pacifica with orders and mandates and statements of their dire self-caused financial collapse. But with your help, we're going to win this thing sooner or later and begin to put this network back together again to do what it needs to do and what it's always done. I'm Larry Bensky here from 9 to 11, I hope, every week on Sunday Salon. Our engineer today is Deborah Stampfli. Thanks to her very much. You can write to us at sundaysalon@kpfa.org, sundaysalon@kpfa.org. Don't forget later today from 2 to 5, the live broadcast of the Barbara Lee celebration in front of Oakland City Hall. 6:30 tonight, a special commemorative program on the 10th anniversary of the firestorm, all of the great diversity and wonders that we try to bring to you here at KPFA with your support. Thanks for listening.
I am convinced that military action will not prevent further acts of international terrorism against the United States.
On September 14th, Barbara Lee stood alone with her courageous vote against giving President Bush